Joined here by our Pro Stock winner this weekend here at Gateway Motorsports Park, Tanner Gray, driver of the Gray Motorsports Valvoline Chevy Camaro. Sixth Pro Stock win in 2018 for Tanner, 11th career win in your 44th event start. This is your first win at this racetrack, and with this win, you tie Grumpy Jenkins on the all-time list. Kind of a neat footnote. Grumpy, one of the great NHRA Pro Stock legends.
A tie for wins in a year, or
yes,
what?
Yes, no, a tie on the all-time list.
He won 11?
Yep, he won 11, and now you've matched his total.
Cool.
So, very cool deal. We talked to Steve Torrance a couple minutes ago, the Top Fuel winner, about focus and intensity, and your team seems to have come in with the same mentality as his, which is every round, every run, you're trying to tear everybody's face off.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, it was pretty cool because throughout qualifying, we didn't really run as well as we thought we should have. I mean, we were making nice runs. We just never really got aggressive enough. So, you know, it was pretty cool to see them, everybody kind of keep their head on straight and come in today and know that, you know, the only day that matters is Sunday, and, you know, and fight back and get a win. You know, that round against Vincent was huge. And I feel like, you know, all of us did a really good job of, you know, just taking it round by round, not really looking big picture and, you know, focusing on what we had to do. And, you know, I'm just super proud of everybody over there for that, because it's pretty tough to do. You know, I figured that out last year. And, you know, even coming into the first race last week, and I went back to the shop and I was sitting down with our manager, Kevin, and I was like, I'm stressed out, man. I was like, I can't sleep at night and everything else. And it just, everything's coming together, and it's really neat to see. You know, it's cool to sit back from my standpoint of view, you know, because the only thing I do over there is drive. And, you know, it's really gratifying for me to see these guys have the work that they've put in pay off, you know, because I'm one of the ones who's seen all the countless hours that they've put in, and see how hard they work throughout the weekend at the racetrack. And, man, it's super gratifying to see that.
You went through the ringer last year in the countdown like every driver does. This was a track that didn't treat you very well last year. So did you come in here kind of wanting to exercise some demons or what?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, coming in today, I really had the same mindset as I had last year. You know, last year at Charlotte, even though I won, I felt like I was racing scared. And I felt like I was racing scared at Reading too. And I was like, man, you just can't do that. You got to kind of lay it all on the line, you know, when it comes time to being the countdown. And if it works out in your favor, then it works out. If not, then, you know, you just got to know that you gave it your best, and just wasn't meant to be. And you know, that's kind of how I came into this weekend. And I feel like it definitely showed as far as my reaction times go. You know, I wasn't quite as quick as I thought I needed to be today, but I was consistent, and you know, I'm pretty proud of that. I think besides the 004 light, the most I moved was 5,000. Yeah. So you know, that was really cool to see going into the final. And you know, I feel like I should have been 12 in the final. I just got away from me on staging. You know, didn't really rev it up high enough, and it got surging and kind of jumped in on me. But, man, I'm just I'm super happy to be here, and, you know, really excited to see what the rest of the year holds. You know, whether we win the championship or not, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still going to go home really proud of everything that we have accomplished. And, you know, I really wouldn't want to work with any other group of guys. I mean, I know everybody says that, but you know, I feel like I really don't have any interest in driving for anybody else. So,
Ken Roberts from Gateway, what changed? What mentality changed? Somebody say something to you to snap you out of the you're racing scared?
Yeah, no, like I just said.
Did your dad hit you or something?
No. Our general manager Kevin, we were at the shop, and you know, like I said, I was so stressed out and wasn't even able to sleep at night. I was constantly thinking about it, and I just walked into the shop one day, and he was like, "What is wrong with you?" And so we went back in the office and talked, and you know, he just kind of put everything in perspective for me. You know, obviously we want to win the championship out here, and you know, that's the main goal, but at the end of the day, there's more things to life than racing, and that's just kind of what you know, he sat down and talked to me about. And I really feel like it helped coming in here, because you know, I went from stressing and worrying about each round to this week just, you know, whatever happens, happens. And you know, God's got a plan, and you know, whatever it is, it is. Not, it's not like you're going to change it, so might as well roll with it and see where it takes you.
So you get a week off now. Is that a good time, or would you rather get right back at it?
I've always said, you know, if it was me, I'd run, you know, more races than we do on the schedule. But I mean, I don't think it's going to affect us at all. You know, it'd be nice to go back and just have a week off, have time to reflect on what we've done so far. You know, I mean, 6 wins is, in a year is big, especially in this class. You know, I don't know who's next to me in wins, but, you know, it's pretty cool to have that, especially, you know, with people that I've grown up watching, like Jeg and, you know, just the rest of America, you know, Vincent, all those guys that I was watching when I was like 10 years old. You know, to be able to be out here and have 6 wins with this tough of a field is really cool for me. And, you know, it'll be nice to have time to reflect on that. But, you know, if it was up to me, I'd go back to back to back. So, but I don't think it'll affect us.
You're known as a brash young kid. Has that changed?
I don't think so. You know, I had an interview with someone earlier this week, and last year, I guess I just
stood everybody.
Didn't. No, I mean, I just didn't really think about my actions and what I was doing at the time. You know, I'm very emotional and very passionate about winning, and you know, coming from circle track racing, you know, I guess you, at the end of the day, you win more.
Sure.
Than what you would out here. And so I had to get used to losing. And it was, I mean, if anybody knows me and knows my personality, that's something that's been really tough for me to do. And it's not that I'm okay with losing, it's just that, you know, I feel like I've learned to accept it a little bit better than what I did back then. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm still as mad as I was last year when I lose. I know that.
Not as mad?
Yeah, I learned last year that any trade does a pretty good job of setting cameras up everywhere, even in spots that you wouldn't think. So,
so you don't do those things, right?
Yeah, if you wanted to catch me doing some stuff, you'd probably catch it in the shutdown area. But we're back in the trailer. But no, I mean, I feel like I still have the same personality, the same mentality. I feel like I've maybe matured a little bit more, but you know, all in all, I still want to win more than I ever have, and you know, that's the only thing I come here to do. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good for me. Thank you.
Yes, sir.